So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. Hello, everybody. MC Lobsher, and welcome to the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king. Cash flow is king. Thank you so much for subscribing and also sharing our show with your network. We are on all podcast platforms. We are on all video platforms. We are live streaming, and we are on all of the live stream platforms. If you want more information and stay in touch with what we're doing, you can check out cashflowninja.com. In today's show, I want to cover, what is cash flow investing? Why would you invest for cash flow, and why cash flow investing is different from the approach that your financial advisor is proposing. Now, there used to be a three-legged stool of retirement, right? This was before the ERISA era. And the three-legged stool consists out of savings and your pension. You work for a company for your entire life for 30 to 40 years. And in return, they paid a pension when you got to your retirement age, right? When you got to 65, for example. And then the third leg of that stool was life insurance. Now, the pension is based on a cash flow income stream when you stop working. And as some of our listeners might know, we discussed this on the Cashflow Ninja podcast, life insurance provides the option for a tax-free retirement, right? So both of those were income vehicles, and vehicles that provided income later in life. Social Security, by the way, was enacted through the Social Security Act. This was in 1935 by President Roosevelt. And the first Social Security payment was paid out in 1940, Ada Fuller, actually, and we'll touch on that in a different episode of the show. Other things of interest, in 1974, the ERISA legislation was passed, and that changed the ballgame completely because that allowed 401ks to roll out in the 1980s. I've interviewed Ted Benner on my show, Cashflow Ninja, before. He was one of the first creators, or one of the founders and creators of the first 401k plan. Now, the 401k plan was designed so that companies could pay employees less, actually. Companies could remove pensions off of their books, because pensions were liabilities to the companies. And of course, they're no longer responsible for employees once they do that and once they retire. So they employ you, you work for them, and then when you get into retirement, you're on your own, okay? Wall Street completely won with this one, right? You could see who the clear winner was. Through the ERISA legislation and through 401ks, people now move the savings vehicle and then the pension, saving for retirement, over to Wall Street through 401k. So they invested in a diversified bundle of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. So people actually were convinced then also that life insurance is bad. We've heard, use term and invest the rest, for example, right? Great marketing by Wall Street. So the three-legged stool, the traditional or the conventional or the old way of doing things, was completely swallowed by Wall Street. So corporations and Wall Street, definitely the big winner in that whole situation. And of course, don't forget the government. They also made out really well, because through 401ks, you could defer taxes to later, right? So you're actually going to pay taxes on the harvest of the money that you put inside these vehicles down the road, not on the seed that you just put in there. So Wall Street and corporations won, and the government won. So the whole mentality and the way that people save for quote-unquote retirement changed completely. The three-legged stool, as I mentioned before, savings, pensions, and life insurance, was swallowed by the Wall Street behemoth. And all of a sudden, now you have to build a nest egg for 30 to 40 years. And then you're going to draw it down, basically, right? Because one of the biggest fears that people have is running out of money in retirement. So you got to save enough because you're drawing it down. Or if you have enough money, you can actually convert it over to cash flow. Still have to work about 30 to 40 years. And of course, you were pitched by corporations and by the big banks that now white picket fences and houses were the American dream. Because you see, if people didn't own their homes, that allowed mobility. They could move around. Well, they didn't have pensions hooking employees anymore and making them stay in one place. So they had to find a different avenue to do that. And of course, these guys are extremely creative, and they came up with the American dream, which is a white picket fence and a house. Now you have a mortgage. Now you're in that house, and now you're less likely to move. So you're more likely to just accept your fate and work for that corporation, save in your 401k, match it out, and then hopefully 30 to 40 years, you have a mountain of money that you can retire from and draw income from, or convert into income, right? That is, my friends, the accumulation approach. Okay. That is completely based on hope. Of course, you hope that markets go up. You hope you have enough that you retire. You hope you have enough to convert into income, or cash flow, as I've stated. Markets, you're hoping that the markets are at all time highs, right? If you were had to withdraw money for retirement in 2008, that wasn't really nice. But if you had to do it now, well, markets are at all times highs. So you're really trying to time the markets, which is what financial advisors don't advise you to do. And you're hoping the tax rates, by the way, stay the same. If anyone's following the political dialogue in the United States as we enter another election cycle, one after the other, you could see that that's on the table, definitely in the future, taxes. And by the way, you're probably hoping that you're making less money when you retire to pay less taxes. So you have no idea how much you're going to have to pay, by the way, in taxes. Like I said, you're hoping it stays the same. You don't know what it is. It's an unknown variable. This is just, my friends, no sane person in the world would take that deal. So what is cash flow investing? Cash flow investing is investing in assets that are aligned with, number one, your investor DNA, which we'll touch on in other shows, your knowledge, your skill set, and passion, with a goal of getting income from it every month, right? And every year, you're investing in these assets so that they pay you income. So this gives you a couple of controls: control over your investments, control over cash flow and expenses, control over taxes when you pay them, control over your team of advisors, and there's an immediate feedback loop, right? You know whether it's working or not, so you can make adjustments. You don't have to wait 30 to 40 years, so you can make corrections. So this is based on the analogy that I use, is the golden goose. Cash flow investing is keeping the goose healthy and having the goose provide eggs over and over. And by the way, you get a couple of them, right? You get many geese laying many golden eggs, where the accumulation approach is feeding that goose and then killing the goose and then eating it until there's no more left. So cash flow is freedom. Stop trading your time for money. The cash flow approach allows you to do that. So a couple of questions for you, because this is actually how we determine real and true wealth. If you had to stop working today, how long will you be able to live at your current standard of living? Because, my friends, wealth is measured in time, not in money, right? Your net worth does not matter. Your cash flow does. Okay, you cannot save your way to the promised land. You're going to have to figure out a way to get income. And there's a quote from Warren Buffett. And by the way, I love to butcher quotes, so I'm probably going to butcher this one as well. But Warren Buffett talks about and says, if you don't figure out a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. So a couple of questions for you. If there was a better way, would you like to know about it, right? If there were things that you could do today better instead of what you're currently doing, would you like to know about it, right? And of course, is there a simpler and more efficient way of doing things? Would you like to know if there was a simpler and more efficient ways of doing things? And that's our goal on the show. Thank you so much for coming aboard. Please check out for more information at cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. And also, you can check out cashflowninja.com. My name is MC Lobsher, and I look forward to our next discussion and next episode.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.